Hello, Equator Online.
Is that customer services?
Yes, sir. How can I help?
My name's Callum Gulhooly.
Yes?
And I recently bought a new external hard drive from you. I got it yesterday.
Yes, sir. Is there a problem?
Well, you sent me a survey asking me how did we do, so I filled it in.
Really? Oh, thank you very much. We do like to get input from our customers.
Uh-huh. Me too. I'd like some feedback as well.
Sorry, sir?
Nothing complicated. I just want to know how did I do? You know, was I okay as a customer?
I'm sure you were, sir.
Maybe you're sure, but I'm not. I'd like to know a bit more for my peace of mind. You know, I don't want to let you guys down. So I've got a few questions, if you can spare the time.
Well, I'm quite busy.
I know what it's like. I was quite busy when I answered your survey. So, are you ready for the Callum Gulhooly satisfaction survey?
Yes, I don't really think this is necessary.
Were you satisfied with me as a customer on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is completely dissatisfied, 2 is slightly dissatisfied with moments of being satisfied, 3 is neither dissatisfied nor satisfied, neither here nor there, really couldn't give a toss, 4 is slightly satisfied, although slightly dissatisfied too, if I stop to think about it for a bit. And 5 is completely satisfied, nothing slight about it, not even a hint of being dissatisfied. Really, you were brilliant.
Well, I suppose 5.
Oh, brilliant, completely satisfied, good start.
How many questions are there?
That's what I said when I was doing your survey. Next topic, delivery. Was my house where I said it would be? On a scale of 1 to 2 this time, where 1 is no, you sent us to the wrong country, Edinburgh is not in Poland, and 2 is aye, bang on, we couldn't miss it, nice motorbike in the garden, by the way.
2.
Thought you'd like the bike. Next question, would you consider having me as a customer again? On a scale of 1 to 2, where 1 is no way get to Falkirk, and 2 is, you bet, Callum, you're a brilliant customer, come back any time.
2.
Brilliant. Almost there, a few more questions. Answer, yes or no. Can I contact you on a daily basis telling you I missed you? And telling you on what terms I'd be prepared to buy something else?
Yes.
And can I tell you repeatedly that my offer ends at midnight? And then contact you the following day with my next offer?
Yes.
You're not just saying yes, are you?
Yes!
That's the wrong answer. We'll have to go back to the beginning.
No! No, please, I meant no. Keep in touch, you know, anything you want, just let us know. Don't be a stranger. You give all your pals my phone number. They can bug me all day, every day. Way to go, Callum! You're the man!
Nice guy. I'll call him tomorrow and see if he slightly or completely fancies a pint.